Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today as we go into this new year, praising God and thanking Him for all of His goodness and believing God for greater and greater things. You know, years ago, we used to sing that song. It's a hymn, Higher Ground. I believe God is moving us all into higher ground. Praise God. And as I began sharing the word that we're going to be looking at for these few days, it found in 2 Peter chapter 1, I shared by reading verse 2 all the way through 10, but we're going to concentrate and hone in on something very specific. He speaks to the church. He is saying God has given us everything we need for life and godliness, for our natural life, our spiritual life, and where we are called to His glory and virtue. And there's given great exceeding promises to us that by them we are partakers of the divine nature. And in verse 5, he goes on to say, and besides this, this is what we have, everything we need. We've got great and wonderful promises. We can partake of the divine nature. We can grow up to be the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus. But then he says something. He says, besides this, giving all diligence, in other words, be serious and diligent about it, be careful, be attentive, be sober. He's telling us to do something. He says, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance. And I'll finish reading that. And to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, he says, basically, you're going to be fruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So these are some very important qualities that we're to possess. But for the purpose of the fact that we are beginning a new year, and New Year's resolutions seem to be part and parcel of our nature, the best of us always say, well, you know, it's going to be different this year. I'm going to do this, or I'm not going to do this. And so what we'd like to do starting today is we're going to go look a little more closely at what it means to have temperance. But you see, actually, there is a process. There's a protocol, if you will. There's a growth. He says, besides this, give all diligence, add to faith. Obviously, what is faith? That's what we've been given by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our foundation, if you will, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that has brought us into salvation, into a knowledge of God. And then he says, add to your faith virtue or goodness, which is basically the character of God, the qualities of God, the nature of God, not in his completeness, omnipotence, and omniscience, but in terms of our moral character. That is what we're to strive after. And then, of course, knowledge, that's of the Lord. And we learn that through the Word, through the impartation of the Holy Spirit, how He ministers to us through the reading of the Word of God. And then it talks about temperance, or other versions put it as self-control. So, just by way of overview, we can say Peter's telling us we have everything that you need, brother and sister, for life and godliness. But then he tells something, and he says, now you're to make every effort to do something, to add. And think about this, just because you have everything you need doesn't mean that you perhaps will even use it, or use it wisely. I mean, people may have very sufficient financial circumstances. But if they don't use it wisely, then they will not have a harmonious outcome, if you will. And so it's important that what we have been given, we must use it wisely, because the Lord expects us to be good stewards. So often when we hear that word, we think of, oh, just finances. Well, it's far more than that. It's our gifts, our talents, our abilities, our time, not just finances, everything that we are. Our next breath depends on the Lord. And so, beloved, He's expecting us, the time, the precious commodity of time that He has given to each one of us, we can't retrieve it. Once, even these seconds that I'm speaking to you, they can never be returned to you or to me. But we live in the present, and the future lies before us. And the past, well, praise God, He has put that in the sea of forgetfulness, all our sins. We can remember the past, but we cannot change it. And so our purpose, our focus needs to be on what God is doing right now, what He wants to do, beloved, in your life. And that's, and as we, I believe, if we will keep our focus, not to be self-centered, hardly by any means, I'm not endorsing or encouraging that, but that if we will be faithful to who God has called us to be, to be obedient to God in our own lives, then in a marvelous way, God will fantastically orchestrate the integration of the body of Christ. We're all lively stones. We're put together as members of His body. And I believe as we are personally obedient, then it will not be a hard thing to come together in unity, to come together in brotherly love, to come together in the unity of the Spirit. And so we have to begin with ourselves, actually. That's the area that we have control over. We don't have control over other people. God has not asked us to be responsible for other people, unless perhaps, you know, we're a parent, we have children in our charge. Of course, there are certain things that are required of us, but ultimately, your husband will have nothing to say about your walk with God when you stand before Jesus, and vice versa, or your children. We will all one day stand before the Lord alone to receive from His hands what we have done in the flesh. And so the Lord does expect us to be good stewards, but everything begins with a foundation, and our foundation is faith in Christ Jesus. And so I said we are going to be focusing on temperance. That's what the King James Version speaks of, temperance. And that's that third virtue, if you will. That Greek word is enkratia, and it means self-control. And again, designed by the Holy Spirit, this was a wonderful progression, if you will. First of all, we have to start with a foundation of faith in Jesus Christ. And then it talks about adding goodness, the virtue, the character of the Lord. And then we need to add knowledge to that. But if we just stop there, if we concentrated on that, there is a danger sometimes that spiritual disciplines can have an effect that even unwittingly, very slowly, subtly, we can get into spiritual pride. We begin to think well of ourselves for the spiritual growth or knowledge that we have attained or achieved. And so that's why the Holy Spirit, through Peter, says, let's talk now, children, about temperance. Let's talk about self-control. Now, let's take a moment to ask ourselves, when I say those words, what do you think of? Well, probably most of us, I mean, I haven't even gone to the dictionary to see how it's defined, but just in a casual, contemporary sense, we think of self-control as basically what? Control of self. We think of it as a self-generated willpower not to give in to whatever it is we've decided we don't want to do or that we do desire. It is something that is generated from our will. It's a self-imposed resistance, if you will. It's a restraint on our, you know, the lusts of the flesh. But And this is how we look at it. And what the Bible tells us is that biblical self-control is more than just curbing appetites or desires or habits or addictions or behavior. It is far more than that. And this is the exciting thing. I believe if you can really lay hold of what the Holy Spirit wants us to understand about temperance, you are going to be able to walk with a confidence and in a victory, knowing it doesn't depend upon your willpower. You know, if I can use a personal example, before I ever came to the Lord, it's because of the person that I was, I got into fasting. I was into health regimens. And of course, once I came to the Lord, I understood through the Word of God, in Matthew, the 6th chapter, Jesus talks about almsgiving, giving to the poor, whether it's finances or material things. He talks about when you pray, and he talks about when you fast. And so every Christian has a responsibility to fast. And how we do that is between us and the Lord. And at any rate, people, because God has given me a ministry of fasting, I have gone for many times on extended fast, and people say, "Oh, you have so much willpower." And beloved, let me tell you, I've never been successful even on a diet. It's not willpower. It is God's anointing, His gifting. It is something He has allowed me to do because of what He has placed of the perspective. And I as we begin tomorrow's broadcast, I'll share a little more, because it's important you get a grasp and a concept that it is not willpower or discipline, because I lay claim to neither. But I do know the strengthening power of the Holy Spirit to enable you to do great exploits, spiritual exploits for the Lord, to give Him glory. Well, beloved, we're just getting into the message. I do invite you to tune in tomorrow as we go more fully into this, because the Holy Spirit's desire, my desire, I believe that's why He's placed this on my heart, is to give you some real keys to be able to joyously and with confidence and with results accomplish those things personally that you have placed before the Lord. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.